The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Big Whiskey's American Restaurant and Bar in Town Square in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode every week. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience here are ready to drink some wine and taste some food. And I can tell you that the wine will be coming out here very, very shortly. And the pairing is coming from the kitchen. I have to tell you, the chef's pretty good. I think you're going to be really impressed with some of the pairings he's done with the three wines that we have this evening. We've been offering good information about food and wine pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening. Tonight, of course, is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm sure you'll discover more about food pairings and wines for the future. And thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour is a wine radio broadcast distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio. Plus, we are available on podcasts and free on iTunes. And you're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Did you know wine is sunlight held together by water? Sounds good to me. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with information, great taste, right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about Big Whiskey's American Restaurant in Town Square here in Las Vegas. This is a great little restaurant. We have seen a couple owners previously, but the people that are here now are doing a beautiful job. They've got a great business going, plenty of parking. It's in Town Square, in case you didn't know, or if you do know a little bit about Las Vegas and haven't discovered Big Whiskey's, they're in the Town Square, and there's plenty of parking. I need to tell you that again, because that's something a little bit tough to find sometimes around the country. You know, Wines du Jour has been broadcasting now for quite some time, and tonight, of course, is no exception. We have three wines that we're featuring. Our first wine is a 2016. The brand now you may not have heard of before is called Sea and Sun California Chardonnay. It's really creamy. It's got a nice mango taste to it. I don't know why they haven't poured it yet. They should be doing that right away. But it has a little butterscotch, a little bit of apple, some apricot. And it's kind of smoky, which I think is a really nice touch. And you can buy this in almost any retail store for about $20 retail. And just so that you know, the percentage of alcohol is 14.1%. That's something that we are concerned about, not because we're worried about how much alcohol we're going to be consuming, but the fact is the higher the percentage of alcohol in a wine, the tougher it is to pair with food. And that's why we are concerned about, and we pay attention to it in each and every wine. Our second wine that we're going to be tasting this evening is a 2016 Wolfgang Puck Pinot Noir, one of my favorite varietals, coming to us, of course, from France. And it's California Pinot Noir, and I need to mention that to you. And I think you're going to really like it. And it retails for about $16. And the percentage of alcohol there is 13.5%. One more to go before we go to a break, and that is the 2013 Colonia Las Brisas Bonardo Clásico. Oh, God, what is that? We'll talk about that when we come back, so don't worry about it. It comes to us from Argentina. In fact, more specifically, the grapes are grown in Mendoza, Argentina. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return on Wines du Jour. We're here at the place that we love, Big Whiskey's American Restaurant in Las Vegas. That is, again, in the shopping center. So we'll be back right after these messages. Thank you.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience Aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Welcome back to Wines and Jewelry. We're having a good time here at Big Whiskey's American Restaurant in Town Square here in Las Vegas. And guess what? I was able to tackle the owner of this beautiful restaurant. He came over and sat down. He's going to spend a few minutes with us. That's Tony DePasquale. He's the owner. And thank you very much for taking time to come over and talk with us, but also for your hospitality and allowing us to come here and broadcast on Wines and Jewelry.
Well, Les, it's my pleasure. I really appreciate when you guys reached out to us to be able to come in and feature the show, and it was just a blessing for us, so we're really great to have you, and we appreciate everything you've done so far.
Listen, how long have you had the restaurant now?
You know, it's a brand-new location. We just opened about 6 weeks ago. We just had our grand opening about 2 weeks ago. Everything's been going great. We have over 172 different whiskeys. We have all the Golden Knights wine. We're the only place in this area to have the Golden Knights wine here. From
Golden Knights is a local team here, folks, in case you weren't aware of it.
Yes. And we have a very large, typical American fare menu, which I know some of your supporters here are going to get to try tonight. And we're very excited to see what the feedback is.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, I'm glad to see that you're here. And I tell you, you have a little magic going with you, I guess, because hardly anybody starts out with a business as busy as you have. For as short a time as you've been here, you're doing really good.
Well, that's what they say. It's been great. Like I said, we see sales go up every single week. The reviews come in. They're very, very positive. We have a full house almost every night, which has been fantastic. And as I said, we've been blessed to be in this location. We're in a great spot. We're right just north of the AMC Theater at Town Square here in Las Vegas, right on the Strip. So that helps a lot. Location is good. But the food is fantastic. We have a great staff. It's a real family, homey feel here, and everyone seems to really dig the vibe.
How many Big Whiskey Americas are there?
So there's 13 in the Midwest. I am the franchise owner for Nevada.
Oh, I see. Great. Okay, so you might be opening up other locations?
Oh, absolutely. So I have the area rights to all of Nevada.
Ooh, beautiful.
So this is our first one. It's our test location. We want to see how well it does. But within 6 months to a year, we're planning to do location two somewhere in the valley.
Well, I know that Big Whiskey's established back in 2006. And they have, as he mentioned, several different places right now. But Springfield, Missouri is where they started out. And that's kind of interesting. 30 years ago. That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the legend of Big Whiskey goes back that long. And Big Whiskey, for all your listeners, was a local guy in Springfield,
right,
who would go into the bar and they'd hang out with the owners and the owners' dads from the original location. And he had all sorts of great sayings and would do all sorts of nice toasts and things like that. And he was just a great guy to have around. It was kind of like your norm at your Cheers, right?
Well, I read something a couple days ago that said they don't know exactly where he is right now, but he's probably sitting in a tavern somewhere sharing a glass of wine or having a drink.
That's exactly right, yeah. So he liked his wine and he liked his whiskey for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, well, Big Whiskey is a good name. That's something that once you hear it, you don't forget it. And that's good for you because that's, you know, that's part of having a business be successful is to remember what the name of it is and where the hell it is.
You know, it's kind of funny. So I came across Big Whiskey as a franchisee because I was looking for something outside of my typical field, which is finance and investment management. I remember when I was a kid, I don't know if you remember seeing this movie, but I remember seeing the movie Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood and Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yes.
The town in that movie was called Big Whiskey, Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
And I remember seeing that. I was in Deadwood, South Dakota. I saw it with my mom when I was 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I remember to this day, I remember watching that movie and seeing that name and going, that is a great name for a restaurant and bar. If I ever do a restaurant and bar, I'm going to call it Big Whiskey. So when I'm looking around for these concepts after my finance career, I come across Big Whiskeys, and I think to myself, damn, somebody stole my idea. But I looked at it, the numbers were great, and it was a really good concept. I think it's going to be a big national brand all over the country and pretty soon here in the next 10 years. So we're all in, and it's been great so far.
That sounds great, man. You got a lot of ambition. And I have to tell you, most places that start out don't start out big. They usually kind of start out small and so on, and the staff is all learning on the job type of a thing. Here, you've got them trained, and they're right on the ball from day one, and that's something to compliment you on.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, the wonderful thing for all your listeners around the world to know about Las Vegas, I think, and you know this being in the wine industry,
boy,
is that, you know, the service here in Las Vegas, you get very spoiled because you have a real tight-knit professional service staff here in the city. And you get very high-end service pretty much everywhere you go because the competition's so high and the pricing is competitive everywhere. So when you go somewhere else, it's, you know, you almost get spoiled with the service here. So our staff has been fantastic from day one. Couldn't be happier with, you know, 99% of them. And yeah, it's been fantastic.
Well, you know, people don't realize it, but Las Vegas is big with food and wine, very big, not just gaming, but yep, food and wine. And just for your own information, there are over 4,300 food establishments just in the Clark County area. That's where Las Vegas is located. That's not the state, that's just the county. 4,300. So the competition is keen, and that just means that you and I as a customer are going to get the best for the least, because that's the way it turns out to be.
Exactly right, and that's what makes, if you can, it's kind of like the old saying in New York, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
So if you can do wine and drinks and food well here in Las Vegas, you can really do it anywhere, and it makes it wonderful.
Yeah, that's good. Well, and another thing that I know, it's an automatic. Every manager that I've met, and I've been here since 1978, every manager of a restaurant that I've met has a school that he trains his people. I don't care where they worked or how long or something. You know, there's people that come to work, and I get a kick out of this. One of the managers was telling me about this lady that's a food server, and he told her that she's going to have to go to school. She said, I've been doing this for 43 years. He said, you know what? You're going to learn something new. And she did.
That's it's interesting you mentioned that, because that's very, very true. Everyone is highly trained here. So, for example, our whiskey menu was designed by a gentleman here named Max Solano. Max came out here with Emeril Lagasse in 1990, set up all the wine and the whiskey program for Delmonico Steakhouse,
right,
the 500 drink menu program there. One of the foremost whiskey experts on the West Coast, so if there's a such thing as a whiskey sommelier, he would be the guy.
Yeah, he would be the one,
on that side. So, and all of our bartenders, all of our servers, everybody had to go to full training for that. We have a ton of people that want to come in here and serve drinks or do wine, but they need to go through the protocol and learn it, because it's just a different level here.
Well, it makes a big difference, too. So when you come to Las Vegas, if you don't live here already, you want to make sure that Big Whiskey's American restaurant is on your list for places to find. It's easy to find if you know where the Strip is, and who doesn't know where the Strip is in Las Vegas? If you head south, there's a beautiful shopping center in the south end, and in that shopping center is where Big Whiskey's American restaurant is located. Easy to find. It's not a freestanding building, but practically, it seems like it is, and the parking is absolutely wonderful. I have to tell you, parking in some towns are pretty difficult for, you know, some reasons, but here parking is not a big thing. You don't have to walk more than a block or so from the furthest point to park and come to a Big Whiskey's restaurant. Make sure you come here for lunch or for dinner 7 days a week.
We're open 11 to close, 11 after midnight pretty much every day of the week. We have great happy hour specials, so we have happy hour all day on Sundays. We get $3 off all of our wine selection here, which is fantastic. And then we have daily happy hour, 3 o'clock to 6:30, and then late night happy hour from 10 to 12. We got half out of all the Golden Knights games for the Golden Knights wine if you're a Golden Knights lover and you're local. But otherwise, just come on down. We have a huge menu. We have a huge drink selection. It's a great place to be.
And you've got TV screens everywhere, so I'm sure that's what's on the television.
Oh, certainly, yeah. We have 27 TVs. We're just in the northwest corner of Town Square in Las Vegas. It's a great place to be.
Absolutely. Well, that's what you want to know about. Big Whiskey's American Restaurant is a place to go. We've got to go to a break, I think, anyway. No, not yet. Oh, we don't have to go to a break. Sorry about that. Well, let's talk first of all about our first wine. The wine, as I said earlier, is called Sea and Sun. It's a California Chardonnay, year 2016, 14.1% alcohol, which I mentioned earlier and told you why we're concerned about the alcohol percentage. It's not because of consumption. It has to do with pairing of food. The higher the percentage of alcohol in any wine, the tougher it is to pair with food. A lot of people don't realize that, but boy, if you're in the food business, you definitely know, and you check that out right off the bat when somebody comes and wants you to try a new wine to add to your wine list. You look at the percentage of alcohol right off the bat, see if you want to be able to handle it or not. I mean, that's just that's the way it is. And this is a 2016 Chardonnay that we're tasting right now. The food that's coming out with it, it's something pretty simple on the menu. I think I'm right. It's called Boom Boom Shrimp. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. So Boom Boom Shrimp is a shrimp that's lightly battered in a tempura batter, fried and served with one of our signature glazed sauces, which is great. Everyone seems to really like them. We can't keep them on the shelf, and I think it's a wonderful pairing for this type of wine.
So. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Well, we're looking forward to that. There's no doubt about that. The food and wine is what it's all about here on Wines du Jour. You know, we say that the medical profession finally all around the world agrees that everybody should have one or two glasses of wine with their dinner meal every day. You know, when we first started this show years and years and years ago, it was like, you know, people drank wine on the weekends. You know, it's kind of like scotch and gin and bourbon and vodka, that type of thing. But, folks, that is not what wine is all about. My slogan is, wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration from casual gatherings to formal affairs. Wine celebrates any event. So sit back and relax and have a glass or two of wine with your dinner meal each and every day. And believe it or not, the more you do that, the more you discover the things that pair well together. You know, red wine and white wine, we used to think white meat with white wine and red meat with red wine, and about probably the latter part of the 60s or the first part of the 70s, that kind of went to hell in a handbasket. Now they find out that it's the taste that makes a difference. It's not the color of the wine. So both of those are important to know. You can start out doing the simple things, you know, white wine with white meat, that's okay, and that you're probably going to be okay with that. But if you start adding things to that meat, as an example, you're going to have a different requirement. In fact, just so that you know, when we pair food and wine, it's not necessarily the food that we pair it with, it's the sauce that is with that food that gives us the indication of what kind of wine to choose to go along with it. Just kind of an inside note.
Oh, it's very, very interesting because there's so many different worlds you can get into from the field of wine.
What?
And the pairings. I mean, it's just amazing the different, you know, days of the week you could open it, the different years you could open it. It's truly incredible. And, you know, the combinations are endless, which is such
right.
A fantastic benefit of wine.
Right. Well, I have to say that the Sebastian 2016 Sun and Sea California Chardonnay is pretty tasty. You guys agree that's pretty good? Yeah, very nice. And the food, I guess everybody has gotten some food now. I got left out, I guess. That's okay.
Les will get you some. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm not going to worry about it. It's kind of tough to eat and talk at the same time anyway. So, but the fact is, a little bit of food to go along with a little bit of Chardonnay is not a real big problem. But Chardonnay is so different. I don't know what the different variations of Chardonnay are, but I think it's about over 200 different kinds of Chardonnay. So you can't assume that if you want to put some particular pairing together that'll go with any Chardonnay. That's not the way it turns out to be. It's a little more delicate than that. And that's the same thing stands true for, like, our second wine, which is a Pinot Noir. We used to think that there's only a couple things that you can serve with Pinot Noir. Now we know there's a whole gang of things that you can choose to go with Pinot Noir. And then, of course, last but certainly not least, we have a beautiful red wine from Mendoza, Argentina, that we're going to taste. So our first two wines, the Chardonnay and the Pinot, are from California. And the third wine is from Mendoza, Argentina. And we'll talk about that in depth because it's a little bit off the wall, so to speak. It's not something that you've probably heard before, and that's good. Give you a little more reason to go out and try something that maybe you haven't had a chance to do. So I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines du Jour. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with AJ, and we'll also find out a little bit more about some more wines and food pairing to go along with it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be right back.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRNTalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Big Whiskey's American Restaurant in Town Square in Las Vegas. That's on the south end of the Las Vegas Strip. If you're familiar with Las Vegas, or if you live here and haven't been there yet, Town Square is a beautiful shopping center, and in the shopping center is where Big Whiskey's American Restaurant is located. Good food, nice wine list, all kinds of drinks, great bar. Their bartenders are really exceptional here. They actually go to school to tend bar when they come to work here, whether they've been a bartender somewhere else or not. Makes no difference. They go to school. Same thing with food servers. They have a certain way that that AJ wants them to handle certain things, and they go to school to find out how about it. That's a good thing. So that's a break for you and I. Our first wine this evening, as I mentioned earlier, is a 2016 Sun and Sea California Chardonnay. It is, you know, Chardonnay typically, in general now, Chardonnay typically is good with poultry. It's good with fish. It's good with seafood. And, of course, I think I mentioned earlier, they've served everybody but me a little bit of the shrimp tonight. They call it boom boom shrimp to go along with this Chardonnay that everybody's enjoying. So that's a good thing. I like it, and I think it should go very, very well. Just remember, though, Chardonnay goes, there's a whole lot of different Chardonnays in the world. I don't mean brands. I'm talking about styles of Chardonnay, just like there is different styles of Pinot Noir, different styles of Cabernet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you need to know that there's no one thing that pairs well with a particular wine, whether it's a Chardonnay or a Sauvignon Blanc or whatever it might be. And that's just something to know. So when you go to your retail store to buy a bottle of wine or a couple bottles of wine, and you're not there to buy a particular brand that you have in mind, you can ask the manager or the owner of the retail store what would go good with whatever you're going to have. Let's just say as an example, you're going to have roast beef for dinner, just as an example. And they can pick out two or three different wines that they would recommend that they have in the store to go with that roast beef. And it might give you an idea for the future in terms of what kind of wine goes with what kind of food. You know, there's a great pairing for wine and food, but there are no rules and regulations that says that if you're having fish or seafood or chicken that you have to have a white wine. Absolutely not true whatsoever. Same thing stands true with red wine. There is no absolute rule. So you need to take each individual bottle or each individual brand and style and pair it with food. That's the best way to do it. And that's done by more experience than anything else. I don't think there's a book or a page that you could read that would give you the information you need to know without tasting it. That's the key, is tasting it. So here we have the Sea and Sun. I like the butterscotch taste that's on here. A little mango, in case you're not familiar with it, mango is on here. There's good acidity to this wine. It's kind of a lemon curdy type of a flavor. Goes very, very well with it, and I think the food that they paired with it tonight probably went really well, and that would be the boom boom shrimp. You know, boom boom shrimp is a shrimp that's been just lightly breaded and then deep fried real quick. To where it's just barely done. You know, one thing you don't want to do with fish and seafood, and especially something like shrimp or some of the other seafoods, is to overcook it. That is a real no-no. Overcooking is not a good thing. It makes it tough and generally loses its flavor. So that's not a good thing at all. Our second wine tonight comes to us from our friend that's been a chef here in Las Vegas for quite a number of years and continues to do it. He's written books, been on television. I don't know. He hasn't missed hardly anything when it comes to promoting food other than being an excellent chef on his own, and that is Wolfgang Puck. And Wolfgang Puck has come up with his own label a few years back and takes California wines and puts them in a bottle with his label on it. And in this case tonight, our 2016 Wolfgang Puck California Pinot Noir is what we're tasting. And I have to tell you, it's pretty good. And it goes real. This Pinot Noir now, it's a red wine, of course, but it's not a heavy-duty tasting red wine like maybe Cabernet Sauvignon as an example. So Pinot Noir is a little more flexible. It goes with a lot of white meat, if you will. We talked a little bit earlier about red wine and red meat and white wheat. But here you have an opportunity to take some chicken and or some pasta and serve it with this Pinot Noir from Wolfgang Puck. Or maybe even some salmon, which I think is a real good concept. The buffalo chicken is what they have here with wontons. is what they're serving with it. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We have to go to a break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour.
That carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available locally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com. Hey, get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I've seen the ads for years, and now I've got MyPillow. I ordered one. I ordered 2, and I've been sleeping on them. I'm a back and side sleeper, and when I tried MyPillow, my sleepless nights are gone. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. Not anymore. You don't have to adjust your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you need and want. You toss out those flat, worn-out pillows. You sleep really well all night long. 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, and you can get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus you get free shipping. You got nothing to lose. Try them out. They're guaranteed. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER, MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call the direct phone number, 800-513-3363, 800-513-3363, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
We are the Debt Destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a Debt Destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Big Whiskey's American Restaurant in the Town Square in Las Vegas. And I have to tell you, this is pretty doggone good Chardonnay. And they paired some boom boom shrimp, as I mentioned earlier, to go along with it. And I have to admit, it pairs very, very nice together. Our second wine, I'm going to tell you, The retail price on this particular Sea and Sun California Chardonnay is about $20 a bottle, and the percentage of alcohol is 14.1%. So that means, because it's less than 16%, that means that it pairs really well with a lot of different foods, and it certainly pairs well with the Boom Boom Shrimp this evening. Wine number two, which is the Wolfgang Puck California Pinot Noir, as I mentioned earlier. What I like and what the chef has put together is a little buffalo chicken and wontons to go along with that. I have to tell you, I think it's going to pair really well when it comes out. It'll be a good thing. And the percentage of alcohol here is lower than the Chardonnay, and it's 13.5%. Again, being lower than 16%, it pairs very, very well with food. So I think that buffalo chicken is going to taste pretty good with it. The year that it was released, this Pinot Noir, was in 2016, just so you know. In fact, the first one, the Chardonnay, was 2016. And here we are with number two, Pinot Noir, which is also 2016. However, the 2016 Pinot Noir retails for a little less than the Chardonnay. It's about $16 a bottle retail, so that's pretty good. And I recommend that you try it. It's got a beautiful color to it, kind of medium body. It's got nice tannin, good acidity, some dark fruit, and a little bit of spiciness and a little toastiness, which is not too bad to go along with this beautiful Pinot Noir. Our third wine this evening is a little bit different, and we'll have to talk more specific about it when we get to it, but I just want to mention it's called Colonia Las Brisas Bonarda Classico. That's a mouthful. Well, first of all, it comes from Mendoza, Argentina, and the grapes were picked in the year 2013. So it's got a few years of age on it, and I think when we get it, we'll find that it tastes pretty doggone good. Pasta Pomodoro is actually something I think could go really well with it, or it could go good with pizza or light meats. A lot of different things that you could pair with this one from Mendoza, Argentina. And it's very low cost. This is only $10 a bottle retail. That is pretty doggone good. So when we get to the third wine, you taste it and think about $10, you can run to your retail store tomorrow and pick some up. I can tell you that it's a really good deal. You know, that's one of the things we like to find here on Wines du Jour, and that is good deals and good quality wines at reasonable prices, and then pair it with some food at whatever restaurant that we're in that week, because each week we try to go to pretty much a different restaurant. We do repeat restaurants periodically, don't get me wrong, but we don't go to the same restaurant every week, that's for sure. And the restaurants are all upscale and beautiful. You would be remiss to not go and try them out. If you don't live in Las Vegas, make sure you pay attention to where the restaurant is, and in many cases, it'll be right here in Town Square, where we're located tonight, with the Big Whiskey's American restaurant, and that's on the south end of the Las Vegas Strip. So everybody can find the Strip. We know where that is. Just head south, and you'll run right into the shopping mall that houses the Big Whiskey, and several other restaurants as far as that goes. So what I think is good is that American Whiskey Restaurant, they serve not only steaks, but fish and pastas and chicken. I mentioned all that. They also have quesadillas, which I think are very, very tasty. If you haven't had a quesadillas, you should try one, whether it's here or somewhere else. And tacos, of course. Everybody knows about tacos. I can't give you too much information on that. But they also have, you know, your regular special classico burgers. They have all kinds of different sandwiches and desserts on the menu as well. So from ice cream to who knows what, they've got several different items for dessert if you choose to do that. I like, personally, a nice appetizer when you go to a new restaurant to kind of check it out. Is look at the appetizer list, pick out an appetizer, order one, and that'll kind of give you an indication of what the rest of the food's going to be like. If it's a really good one, then you might want to go ahead and stay, or you might say, hey, thank you very much, and you go down to the next restaurant and try something else there, you know, that kind of a thing. That's one way to discover new restaurants. Another way is to listen to us here on Wines Du Jour, because every week we go to a pretty much a different restaurant, and we talk about not only the service, but also the way it looks, the management, all kinds of different things with each restaurant, including, of course, the different foods that we pair with wines each and every week. Remember, we bring the wines to the restaurant, or I should say we take them to the restaurant each week, and then the chef and I sit down and figure out what pairs well with that wine to go with something that's on their menu. And sometimes it's on their menu, and once in a while, the chef says, hey, I want to create something that's not on our menu to go with this wine. This looks like a special one. And then he or she will create something kind of unique to go along with it. That's a good thing. So we're all about food and wine, and that's an important thing. So don't go anywhere. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about food, wine, and Wines Du Jour here at Big Whiskey's American Restaurant in Las Vegas.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wines Du Jour. We're having a good time here at Big Whiskey's American Restaurant in Town Square here in Las Vegas. You're listening to Wines Du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and I have to tell you, we're having a great time with the food and the wine. You know, it's kind of interesting. A lot of people don't have a clue what it takes to pair wine with food. And my theory is to start out with, if you like red wine and white meat, go for it. whatever you like is what you should drink. That's the way it should be. There is no rules or regulation that says you can't do this or you shouldn't do that. But if you've never tasted a particular wine with a particular food, then you want to make sure that you pay attention to do it and make sure that you do it and not just simply talk about it. You know, it's easy to say, oh, this goes really well with it, but you've never tasted the two of them together. You may not like it. And just because I like it doesn't mean you have to like it. That's an important thing to remember. We're here on wine number three right now, and that is a food to go along with it. I think when it comes out, it'll be a pasta primadora. I would assume it is. And it's Colonia Las Brasas Bonarda Clásico. And if I could get a bottle, when you get that bottle empty, if I could have that, I'd appreciate it. We have some information on there that I don't have. That would be beneficial. I'd like to talk a little bit about it. Now, the good thing about this is Colonia Las Brisas. This is a Mendoza, Argentina wine, and it just says simply that it's Bonarda Clásica. It's a 2013 is the year, but it does not tell us what particular varietals are blended together. That's pretty wild. I didn't know that they were even allowed to do that. I thought they had to tell you what was in the bottle within 25% or more. They need to mention it, but I guess that didn't work here. Anyway, it's a product of Argentina. It's un-oaked. I know that. You can taste that there's no oak on it, which is a good thing. And again, it's the year 2013. And more than that, I really don't have a way to tell you about it. That's kind of incredible. It says that it's red wine and that it contains sulfites. Well, I have to tell you, you cannot have a wine without sulfites. Sulfites is a normal, natural part of the grape. And so you can't make grape juice without some sulfites. Now, a lot of places add sulfites, and that's a whole different ballgame. There's a whole lot of wines that have had sulfites added to it for taste and flavor, and that's okay. I'm not bad-mouthing it. I'm just telling you that if you think you're allergic to sulfites, and there are some people think they are, I have to tell you that 99% of those people are not allergic to sulfites. They just think they are, but that's a different story. On the other hand, the sulfites are naturally in grapes, and you cannot make a wine without having some sulfites, more or less, based on the winemaker. Okay? Hope that satisfies your curiosity. On the other hand, this is a red wine, and we talk about flavor and taste based on the temperature of wines. And one of the things that I'd like to mention now is the difference in temperature between white wines and red wines, because I know a lot of you aren't really necessarily familiar with it. Most people take a bottle or two or three home from the retail store, stick it in the refrigerator, take it out when they're ready to drink it, about 30 minutes, pull the cork, pour it in a glass, and drink it. That's not the best way to get the best flavor and taste from the money that you spent on the wine. And what I mean by that is, red wine in particular should not be refrigerator cold. And when I say refrigerator cold, in case you didn't know it, the temperature in your refrigerator is probably 39 degrees. That's very cold. The wine that you should drink in terms of white wine should be about 45 to 55 degree temperature. So it needs to warm up a little bit. I don't mean get hot, and I don't mean to sit there for 3 hours and get quote-unquote room temperature, but I mean to get a little bit warmer than refrigerator. So make sure that if you're tasting red wines, that you take them out of the refrigerator probably 45 minutes to an hour before you're going to drink it. Pull the cork if you can, and if you can put it into another vessel, that's even better. That gives it an opportunity to get a little air added to the wine. because just simply taking the cork out of the bottle and letting it sit there does not age the wine or aerate it, if you will. It just doesn't happen. There's no reason for air to get into a bottle of wine that's 99% full. You know, it just doesn't make sense. But if you'll pour it from that bottle into another vessel, you will add a lot of air to it, and you actually improve the taste of the wine. Now, having said that, you need to know that air and wine do not get along together. And by that I mean you would not pour it into a vessel and let it sit for 2 or 3 days and then drink it. It probably wouldn't taste real well because the air has changed the taste and flavor of the wine sitting there that long. On the other hand, if it's about 30 minutes or 45 minutes or even an hour, hour and a half for that matter, it'll improve the taste by adding air to it. But longer than that, it starts to diminish the improving part and become a little less palatable, if that makes sense to you. Oh, are we ready to go to a break? I thought so. We've got to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Big Whiskey's American Restaurant and these three wines that we're tasting here tonight on Wines du Jour. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available only on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are the Debt Destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a Debt Destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Big Whiskey's American Restaurant that is in the town square here in Las Vegas. On the south end of the Las Vegas Strip is where it's located. and we're having a good time here. Kelsey was with us a little bit earlier. He's the manager here at Big Whiskey's, and he's pretty busy out there. You know, this restaurant has only been open, I think we talked about this on the air, but only about 6 weeks or so the owners have had this restaurant at this location. And so it's fairly new, and let me tell you, they're doing a booming business for a new place, if you will. On the other hand, we know that Kelsey and his staff are very, very knowledgeable about food and wine, and that the kitchen does a great job in pairing foods and wines. In fact, the Boom Boom shrimp that they made to go along with our Chardonnay was very tasty and worked really, really well with it. The buffalo chicken and wontons that we had with the Pinot Noir that we just finished, it was very, very good. And now we're down tasting a little bit of the wine number three, which is a unique blend of different wines. It doesn't say on the bottle what those varietals are. I'm sorry, I can't tell you because I don't have that information. But I do know that it was put in this bottle in the year 2013 is when the grapes came out of the vineyard and they made this wine. Coming to us again from Mendoza, Argentina. It retails for about $10 a bottle, and the percentage of alcohol is actually pretty low by today's standards, 13.9%, which by the way that we've been working with it, with the percentage of alcohol over the last year or so, is what pairs well with food. Anything under 16% in alcohol is probably food-friendly. 16 or 17% is actually going to be pretty difficult to pair a little bit of food with that wine because it's so heavy with alcohol. That's not a good thing in that case. But here we're talking about 13.9, and it's very, very good. I love the dark fruit. When you take a look at it, I've got a glass sitting here in front of me. It's very spicy tasting. It's rich. I like the richness of the taste of this wine. It's got some good acidity to it. And I think overall, this is very, very well balanced. Retailing for about $10, as I mentioned, which is pretty incredible by today's standards. So what they've paired the food to go along with it today is a little pasta pomodoro, or you could also take a pizza, and pair that with this. So they're bringing out the pairing as we speak, and I think you'll find it's very, very good. The Mendoza, Argentina is where these grapes were grown. It's a little bit different because the other two were from California. So we have kind of a variety, if you will, tonight. $10 retail is a very good price for a nice bottle of wine like this. So we have run out of time, basically. I guess that's what you say. So I want to thank you for listening to Wines is Your. We're here at Big Whiskey's American Restaurant and Bar here in Town Square here in Las Vegas. And for more food, wine, and travel information, visit our newly updated website, leskincaid.com. We're always looking for more people to listen to the show, so if you have some friends that like food and wine, turn them on to Wines du Jour. I want to thank you for choosing Wines du Jour, and please drink responsibly. Use a clean glass. Get our app automatically downloaded on your phone. Just dial #250 and say CRN Talk, and it'll happen, believe it or not. From the left coast, from the east coast, from all around the world on the internet, I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.